This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
John Potter live and local, 884-9910. One more hour to go. Front page, oh, those big, huge capital letters, so alarming on Drudge. Every story is alarming on Drudge when they put in the big, huge capital letters. Right now it says, Iran readies 100 missiles, drones, seizes ship in Hormuz. USA moves destroyers, Israel on alert. Getting to be a little tiresome here because this was, what, 6 days ago when they said it's imminent. And it still has not happened, this expected attack from Iran on Israel. Biden rushes back to White House. Okay. That's it. Nothing new on that front. I was going to bring this up to Derek when he was here because I was at the doctor's this week. I got to ask you folks, is it just me? I am still being asked at the doctor's office, have you been on any trips lately? Still, I guess that's a permanent thing now, right? It started with COVID, and I'm still asked, none of your business, but still, have I been on any trips lately? And what are you going to do if I say yes?
See, I was getting those questions before COVID.
I was not. Because I guess being the handsome, incredible, golden man I am.
Well, they knew where you worked and you didn't get any time off, so how could you?
Oh, speaking of golden, TV show news, the Golden Bachelor and his TV, quote, wife, unquote. No, they did really get married, but they're already getting a divorce. Folks, the rose he gave her lasted longer than the marriage. It's still sitting on the coffee table. But you know what? This one really hit me hard. I thought of all the Hollywood marriages, I thought this one is one of the good ones. And I hope that each of the two, I hope they get custody of the millions of nitwits that watch that show. Excuse me. Cannabis story that I took notice of this week. I took notice of this because this is the third time that I have seen this happen in the news this year alone. Headline, McAllen, Texas mother arrested after toddler eats THC gummy. THC is the mind-altering compound found in marijuana. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the developing brains of babies and children are, quote, especially susceptible to the harmful effects of THC. This time it was a two-year-old child who got into mom's purse, found the gummies, took them, showed signs of intoxication, and was taken to the hospital where THC was detected in the infant's bloodstream. I brought up a similar case on this show when it happened in January. I said it's dangerous. I got an email that day that said, so what about alcohol, John? Kids can get into that and no one cares. Okay, well, kids like colorful jellies and gummies. They won't drink alcohol at even, say, 15 years old. Except for me. And I have a story. I have to tell you a true life story. One of those passage of life things you learn the first time tale. And I do this because you don't want to learn the hard way with your kids, right? But swear to God, this is true of my foolish 15-year-old year here. My parents were taking my brothers to a hockey game, and I wanted to stay home because I invited a girl to the house. I was 15 years old, my first time alone with a girl, in my imagination told me that it could be something. So after the family left, I said, no, I got lots of homework. I'm not interested in hockey. Sorry. Family left, and she was on her way over. I got nervous, and I opened up Dad's liquor cabinet for what I thought would cool my nerves. I had no idea how much alcohol to take, being 15 years old. I had no idea. So I filled this empty Orange Crush bottle with some vile spirit. Oh, my gosh, I think I even mixed some horrendous concoction out of spirits and put it into this empty Orange Crush bottle. And by the time the girl came over, I was a sloppy mess. And she took off. It scared her. And by the time my parents came home, I was passed out in bed at age 15. And the next morning, I wake up. Okay. In the morning, I wake up. I realize, oh my gosh, I realize what I did. And I made the walk of shame to the breakfast table, fearing my strict dad. And I came into the kitchen and I sat down. Family's at the breakfast table. There's silence. And then Dad goes, looks to me like someone had too much Orange Crush last night.
I think I'm going to throw up.
That's what Dad said. And laughter ensued and lesson learned. Normally, you know, Dad would have killed me. But he also, my dad had this soft touch, that incredible talent of having your son learn from his mistakes himself and not be punished for it. It takes an enormous amount, parents, you know this, it takes an enormous amount of self-control not to go crazy in situations like this, but let your own brain tell you what you did wrong without pounding it into him. It's very important, you know, for a parent to see your kid make terrible mistakes, but also know that the best lesson learned is one you have to live through. So that's just another one of my many, many, many tributes to my dad, who, sad to say it, when I was young, I didn't appreciate most any of this until recently. Okay, well, that reminds me, somebody sent me, I don't know if you folks have seen this, it's called an obituary for Father Time. And the person who sent it to me said that they also sent this to the Reno Gazette Journal, and they thought that this was so great, they were going to send it to the TV stations too. But I haven't seen it in the newspaper. I don't think the TV stations would really have a place for it, but the paper apparently hasn't run this. So I will read it to you right here. I don't know who authored it, but I thank the person, Mary, who sent it to me. Folks, today we mourn the passing of a beloved old friend, Common Sense, who has been with us for many years. No one knows for sure how old he was, since his birth records were long ago lost in bureaucratic red tape. He will be remembered as having cultivated such valuable lessons as knowing when to come in out of the rain, why the early bird gets the worm, and life isn't always fair. Maybe it was my fault. Common Sense lived by simple, sound financial policies. Don't spend more than you can earn. And reliable strategies. Adults, not children, are in charge. Common Sense's health began to deteriorate rapidly when well-intentioned but overbearing regulations were set in place. Reports of a 6-year-old boy charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate, teens suspended from school for using mouthwash after lunch, and a teacher fired for reprimanding an unruly student only worsened his condition. Common Sense lost ground when parents attacked teachers for doing the job that they themselves had failed to do in disciplining their unruly children. It declined even further when schools were required to get parental consent to administer sun lotion or an aspirin to a student, but could not inform parents when a student became pregnant and wanted to have an abortion. Common sense lost the will to live as the churches became businesses, and criminals received better treatment than their victims. Common sense took a beating when you couldn't defend yourself from a burglar in your own home, and the burglar could sue you for the assault. Common sense finally gave up the will to live after a woman failed to realize that a steaming cup of coffee was hot. She spilled a little in her lap and was promptly awarded a huge settlement. Common sense was preceded in death by his parents, truth and trust. By his wife, discretion. By his daughter, responsibility. And by his son, reason. He is survived by his 5 stepchildren. I know my rights. I want it now. Someone else is to blame. I'm a victim. And pay me for doing nothing. Not many attended Common Sense's funeral because so few realized he was gone. If you still remember him, pass this on. If not, join the majority and do nothing. He is missed greatly. I, for one, miss him and his family each and every day. You know, I wish I had written this. My thing was always, like when I was at Channel 2, common sense. That's about as opinionated as I got. Common sense and the golden rule. Have you ever heard of the golden rule? Forget it. I'm going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter, 884-9910. Talk to us. Take your call. Be happy to hear from you. We're going to take a break and be right back on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1118.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
I wish I was a kid again so everybody would be proud of me for taking a long nap. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910, our phone number to call up. We just have a little over a half hour to go this morning. It's been fun. I'm in a good mood. I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's yesterday, Craig.
All right.
His parents weren't too happy about it.
Oh, you got a snort out of me, John.
Question, folks, question. How come the first time you walk into an Army surplus store, you don't see one rifle, no grenade launcher, not a single anti-personnel mine? You have stolen my childhood expectations. And men, speaking of shopping, do you get lost in stores as much as I do? Got a tip for you. If my wife and I get separated at the store, all I have to do is find a cute girl to stand next to, and within a couple of minutes, your wife appears. Very effective. It's going to be cold again. High today in Reno, just 58 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 48. Below freezing. Here go the plants back in the greenhouse. Below freezing on Sunday night. Yeah. We should know this by now, right? Mother Nature apologizes for the late arrival of spring. Apparently, Father Time has been driving and has refused to stop for directions. Which, by the way, reminds me, my favorite part on my favorite TV show is when all the couples get lost and argue over the directions. And I'm talking about the TV show The Amazing Race. Do you watch that, Craig?
No.
Love it.
No.
You're kidding. Oh, no. My gosh. It's great. I will. I overcome my ban on Channel 2 at home to watch The Amazing Race. It is fascinating to me to see, because I always think of how things would be if I visited another country. And yes, I know it's a reality show. I can't see watching it, though, how this is possibly scripted. It probably is the only reality show that doesn't have a script to it. That, and I'm ashamed to say I watched this too, 90 Day Fiancé, because I'm fascinated with going to other countries. And 90 Day Fiancé, if you're not familiar, is you know, they find these couples, their pen pals turn into fiancés, but they live in different countries. And you have the American who is romancing somebody in, say, Morocco, or you have somebody who is living in some of these countries, a lot of Yemen, who is, and we had a kid from China romancing a woman in Kansas. And so the cameras follow as they finally meet each other and spend 90 days with each other with the intention of getting married, either in the U.S. and staying and living there or in these other countries. And, you know, that was always my plan. I was going to retire in another country because, well, it's a lot cheaper. You look at Mexico. I mean, Craig, you and I could go there right now and live like kings. We don't have to save, what is it, $1.3 million to retire. Did you see those numbers? That's how much it costs. That's the average cost for an American to have a comfortable retirement. You have to have now $1.3 million stashed away. Now you know why I come here early Saturday morning.
Yeah, but you still don't get paid more than, you know, just because you're here more hours.
No, and I'm serious, and I said this earlier. I am here because it pays for the plumber. I just have to work here for two more months, and that will pay for the last two plumber visits. I swear to God, it's the truth. Now, Craig is different. He's here because he just loves hearing me talk. And I salute
you,
sir.
That's why. We'll go
fine
with that.
Fine taste. Come on. Play along, you. I spent $718 on a plumber this week. And I have to ask the other plumbers in the audience, if you're listening, if you have a plumber in your family, why don't they have all the parts they need in the truck? Every time I call a plumber, they have to go to Western Nevada Supply, and it takes an hour over and back to get the part that is... How many different plumber parts can there be?
Oh, millions.
What? No.
Yeah, just go through the back room at Western Nevada Supply. Yeah, you got like 30 rows of things that are 12 feet high and...
Is Craig right, folks?
Yeah. Just go into Home Depot or Lowe's.
They're not like auto parts. Come on. I see the toilet parts, and there's the big ball cock thing. It's the same thing. It's not a... whose side are you on anyway?
Well, I agree that 718 is a little exorbitant, but yeah. And I don't agree with them charging you for their driving time.
I can't believe I was so nice to him. But that's my nature. You know, I shake hands and, you did a great... I'm so glad you came out. You have to act this way, folks, because it's hard to get people coming to your house, you know, anymore. But two visits for two very minor things. But each time, didn't have the right part in his big van, had to go find one. And you pay for the time to get the parts that twice he didn't have. And these, to me, my belief, basic parts. And I was happy he could fix half of what I wanted, but the other half, two things, $718. What can you do? You can't say, hey, I don't like that price. he was a nice guy, but he had a van, should have the parts. Sorry, I've been stewing on this all week long. I mean, I should have done this. I should have done that. And not only am I getting hit with these very high home repair bills, in some ways, I believe these home repair companies are open for business the same way lions are open for zebras. There. So there, I said it. So, yes. So I'm on for two more months at least to pay for this plumber. Anyway, I'm going to break for Fox News. Don't want to get the plumber mad at me. You don't want to get plumbers mad at you. You need people to come to your house. 884-9910 is the number. Open topic. Right now, we've got another half hour to go. 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk, and we're going to break for Fox News. FM News Talk time is 11:29.
Live streaming at 99.1FMTalk.com.
the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey there, folks. Live and local, John Potter, beautiful day for a radio show. I talk so much smack sometimes about our public schools, but I got a great tweet from the Washoe County School District, and I want to read this off because how often do we hear really good news about our Washoe County School District? This should make you proud. It says, good luck to the Reno High School and Incline High School, We the People teams, competing at the national competition in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Let's show them our support as they represent Washoe County School District with pride. We the People, which, of course, is the preamble of our Constitution. And what this is students from around the country attend these simulated congressional hearings where they testify before a panel of judges who act as members of Congress in a room that looks like a legislative environment. And the students demonstrate their knowledge and understanding of the constitutional principles, and they answer what the judges say because the judges are acting as congresspeople, and the students defend the positions on historical issues. This reminds me so much of the when classes used to do, and I hope they still do, the little speech competitions where you, this class is divided in two. The one half selects their speaker and the other half selects their speaker. They're given a topic to debate. One is pro, one is con. I did this many times.
Yeah,
in
the debate.
Class.
Yeah, the debate class. Yeah.
And have a debate. That's right. And I hope they still do it, because if the kids today watch the examples of debates like we have seen in the past couple of years, they would be, I would think, a little ashamed of our country. But anyway, good going, Washoe kids, and do us proud. And also, more happy news is that baseball is back. So psyched. My favorite sport. I love baseball as a kid. As I said, if you look at all the pictures of me as a kid when I was 10 years old, you'll see me in my Roger Maris baseball jacket, little jacket with this huge number 9 on it, for Roger Maris of the Yankees. And we have games left and right going on. The Aces, I think they just lost to, starts with a T, Tucson, I don't know. But I'll get out there. I just love the environment. As for pro baseball, our radio stations cover some of the best games. We have one coming up real soon, don't we, Craig?
Yeah, we do. We carry the San Francisco Giants on our sister station, KCMY, AM 1300. And we have a game this afternoon. We're carrying all 162 games this season on KCMY. And today's pregame starts at 10 minutes after we go off the air at 12:10. And the first pitch is at 1:10 p.m. So they are in Tampa Bay, where they hadn't played until yesterday, since 2016.
I think it's going to be popular this baseball season. I think it's going to be a carryover from the massive numbers of fans and viewers who were just, oh my gosh, have you seen the TV ratings where the women's championship basketball game, number 2 in the ratings out of like 400 shows on ESPN, a cable network. It was huge. It was huge. And I think we have more sports fans out there. And I think this will turn into a very popular and exciting baseball season. As I said, I got to get out to the Aces. The only thing is I'm not quite used to the whole cash-free thing.
Right.
They say it's a lot more efficient and quicker. I must be the only guy who's behind somebody. The card doesn't work. Oh, try scanning it, ma'am. Maybe it doesn't take the chip. And I get this all the time there, and it takes longer for me as I'm holding my super big giant soda there to get back to my seat. I think those cards take longer. But I miss using old cash. It was just so simple and everything. Oh, keep the change. I love saying that. Keep the change. Oh, thank you, Mr. Potter. But anyway, back to baseball. Did you collect baseball cards, Craig?
No, actually, I never got into collecting cards. My brother did, but not myself. I have no idea if he continued on doing it. He's still around in this world. It's a question to ask him next time and see if he's got any good ones out there that he could go to a collector and auction off.
I'm afraid to ask the question, but do kids collect baseball cards anymore?
They have these NFTs, the non-fungible token, where you get a picture of the card.
No.
You pay for... they pay for a GIF or a JPEG picture or whatever format, and that's all you get. I mean, you know.
Grandpa will never understand that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't. And
I don't know. I don't think they do the actual cards anymore. I haven't seen them in stores or anything. Do kids still collect coins? Or, oh, my gosh, do kids? When I was a kid, we collected stamps. I don't know any young people collecting stamps. Does this still go on? I hope so. 884-9910. I collected baseball cards for years, man. It was my favorite thing. I spent all my money on them. And it was funny because I was going through my collection this week and I realized, oh my gosh, I collected pictures of dudes. Like nobody told me I was collecting hundreds and hundreds of pictures of tiny portraits of athletic men with their height and weight written on the back of them. And I had my favorites, like my three favorite men, you know, and here's a picture of one stretching his quads and, that was okay then because these are professional athletes, but I don't know. It just felt funny looking at them now. My own body, of course, is bad at sports. My brain is good at sports. Like, my brain understands how a human being can dribble a ball down a basketball court and make a layup, right? But my brain has to have somebody else do the job to send it over to my little spindly limbs, and so when I play basketball, it looks like my body doesn't know how to work yet.
Well, I can't do wheelchair basketball. And it's like horrible. I'm horrible at it. My hand-eye coordination there. But speaking of sports, I was never good at sports until after my accident, and now I play sled hockey. This is the first you're hearing this, John. I will not be here next Saturday. Reno Phil will be running the show because I will be in Westchester.
Another excuse not to.
I'll be in Westchester, Pennsylvania at the Toyota National Sled Hockey Tournament. My team is playing. We have three games between two on Friday, one on Saturday. And depending on how we place, we could be in the championship on Sunday morning. But we're flying out on Thursday and coming back Sunday night, but I will not be here.
This sounds like a very big deal if you're going all the way to Pennsylvania.
There are 68 teams with the average of 11 players and coaches and staff. So actually, you add the coach, 11 players and then coaches and staff, you'd have three more, so that'd be 14 times 68. So that many people that... You know, it's like taking over the hotel rooms, which right now in Reno, volleyball, the girls' volleyball tournaments are in town. So all the hotels are booked up with girls and their families for that. But, yeah, no, we're this is an annual tournament and put on by Toyota, as the National Sled Hockey.
Yeah. Who are you playing? I mean.
We have a team we're playing from, we're playing a team from Ohio. We're playing the Hornets from, I believe it's the Chicago Hornets. If it's not the Chicago Hornets, it's the North Carolina Hornets. And then one other that I haven't even looked at the schedule to see what, I just looked at the first day, and those are the first first two games.
Have you ever spent any time in Pennsylvania before?
2 years ago, our first season playing sled hockey, we were in Pittsburgh for the Toyota tournament. So
I worked there for I guess it was like 3 years, mid-70s in York, Pennsylvania, which is right by Harrisburg and Lancaster. It's basically Amish land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, wasn't so much the Amish, but even in the city of York, totally going back in time. I mean, the whole structure of that state at the time, I don't know if they changed it, but there was no way to buy beer or any alcohol on Sunday in a supermarket. They would put these big, huge tarps over the alcoholic beverages in the supermarkets. You could not buy, I don't think you could even buy them in supermarkets in the first place. I think they only sold beer in supermarkets. It was probably like 3.2 weak Utah-type beer. The only place you could really buy the booze was in state-owned and operated warehouses. And you would walk through this huge warehouse with with like these push carton things that you see now and then in Costco.
The flatbeds?
And buy them there. Yeah, flatbeds, right. Or you could buy a six-pack from a bartender in a bar, but you really couldn't buy it in stores. It was so strange and so hard to get used to. And people talk about Utah being kind of behind the times. Boy, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, was, it was very historic. You know, mm-hmm. They're proud of their legacy out there. I don't know if it's changed. Maybe somebody out there can tell me.
Yeah, well,
planning to go back.
Yeah, I know. I'll be able to tell you 2 weeks from now when I come back. We fly into Philadelphia on Thursday and then have a 40-minute drive to Westchester. And then I'm thinking because we have so much time off, I might take a little bit of road trip to see the Atlantic. I haven't seen the Atlantic since 1966.
Mm-hmm.
Was the last time I saw the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
So
favorite place at the Atlantic. Go to, and by the way, this is where I had vacation when I worked in Pennsylvania, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Ooh.
No big hotels or anything like that. You stay in these old houses that divided up into rooms. No new buildings. Rehoboth Beach, wide open space, and a beautiful little town, not far from Baltimore, I think. Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Actually, all of Delaware is empty. it's a beautiful state out there. Yeah. Okay, got to take a break. We'll be back for one more segment, 884-9910. Hey, you travelers out there, what's your favorite and least favorite state? 884-9910. Love travel talk, so give us a ring. On 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, I'm John Potter, FM News Talk, time 1147.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter live and local. One more segment, 884-9910. Here every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Monday is a huge day when former President Trump appears in a New York courtroom to face the unprecedented legal battle in his hush money case. Well, it's the Stormy Daniels case. Even the Democrats I know are not interested at all in the Stormy Daniels case. The Democrats I know want a January 6th. That's what they want to see. They want to see the January 6th trial. Even the Democrats don't consider this a very big deal at all. But this is a huge thing because New York is arming. Oh, my gosh, they're putting up all these barricades and everything. And the reason is Trump cannot avoid this. He's supposed to be in court. Unlike the other occasions with the hearings and all, he does not have the option of skipping any of the 6 to 8 week trial. And I think this will end up in his benefit. Why such a big deal? 6 to 8 weeks over Stormy Daniels hush money is not, like I said, even the opponents of our political persuasion, they'd rather see some, you know, thing done with a January 6th trial. So, but anyway, it's going to be all over the news. Oh my gosh, you can't avoid it. And of course, the anchor people with their sitting up straight with their shoulders back and proclaiming and really speaking of him like he has already been found guilty. So, you know, to me, it means a week to avoid the news. Or, good Lord, 6 to 8 weeks? 6 to 8 weeks in the news? Lead story? It's going to be rough, folks. It's going to be rough. I hope and I always run out of time before I can say or send you a really good goodbye message, but I hope everybody squares themselves away before they leave this life. No, I'm not going to die soon or anything like that, but I have to get a little philosophical like I sometimes do. And I hope you square yourself away before you have to leave this life so we can all go live happily ever after in heaven one day. You know, to be kind. The world needs it. Nevada needs it. It needs you. God bless you. Keep your chin up, and God bless the United States of America. I like to repeat what 17th century writer Thomas Brooks said. Always remember, your life is short, your duties many, your assistance great, your reward is sure. Therefore, faint not, hold on and hold up in ways of well-doing, and heaven shall make amends for all. That I truly believe. And if you didn't hear it earlier, I gave some incredibly good news on the money front that every Tuesday, Kentucky Fried Chicken only charges $10 for their bucket of chicken. And all hail that bucket of chicken. It's the one thing which tastes the same to me from when I was a kid. Thank God. They haven't changed it. But then again, you know, they can't. They can't make chicken legs smaller. So, because, you know, if they could, they would. But $10, 20-piece chicken buckets. And it makes me hungry for the Colonel just talking about it. I might go there right after this show in a few minutes. That, and I got hooked on Popeye wings. Oh, my gosh. Have you tried those? And the best rotisserie chicken, I got to say, still Costco. Even though Save Mart, tried that. Raley's, tried that. Whole Foods, where, you know, I was surprised to see rotisserie chicken at Whole Foods because I thought everybody there ate seeds. They all make their own clothes, too. I don't know. It's just a perception I got. But Raley's used to sell chicken for $4.99 on Mondays, and I really miss that. They did a good bird. Craig, anything else you got for the last 2 minutes here?
No, not really, other than just say everybody be safe out there. Yes, it's going to be a little cooler this weekend than we would like, cooler than it was during the weekdays, but be
safe. Well, good luck in this big game. We're going to miss you next weekend. Is there a betting line set up?
No.
You can't bet on this wheelchair basketball game, Kenny.
It's sled hockey, ice hockey.
Ice hockey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. We sit about 3 inches off the ice, so it's a really cool event. We're going to have some fun. Get to take out the aggressions. If anybody wants to see or watch the games, they are on usahockeytv.com.
What?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. How many channels are there out there now?
Well, this is actually their website, their USA Hockey's website.
Oh, it's Stream?
It's Stream. And they've got, I believe we've got 4 rinks going at the same time, 4 ice rinks. And we're on a different rink each day. But, tonight, if you wanted to come out, there is a fundraiser at Reno Ice. It's the USA versus Canada. It's employees in that in the area or people from the different areas. They're playing a benefit game at which time during the intermission after they resurface the ice, our sled hockey team, the Reno Ice Hockey Club, we get to go out and play, do a 12-minute period as a demonstration exhibition for everybody. So we're going to be doing that this evening. Game time for the benefit is at 7 p.m., and we take the ice right after they resurface after the first intermission. So we're going to have some fun tonight. It's our last practice before going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, the days of ice are pretty much gone after this thing. Wow, I just can't believe that extra TV. I got like 500 channels on my cable.
I know, right? Yeah.
I miss out on so much. Who has time to check all these channels out?
Yeah, my sister and my stepmom are going to be in the arena with us. They live in the area, so they're going to be there. But the rest of the family is going to be watching on USAHockeyTV.com.
Oh, man. Super. All right, folks. Well, okay. Good luck on that big game there, and good luck on your trip to Pennsylvania, my friend. And I'll be here next Saturday morning, Phil, running the show from Carson City.
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll miss you. Good luck in that big game. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning right here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Have yourself a great day. I'm going to head on over to Kentucky Fried Chicken and turn up the radio and sing out loud because nobody else is going to be in the vehicle at the same time I'm driving. You know what? Cheers to the rest of you who sing wrong lyrics with total confidence.
I know, right? Been there, done that. Strange looks.
All right, Fox News is coming up next. And don't forget to catch on to Fox Across America. Is that the show after Fox News?
That is Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon, right?
That is correct. Yep.
Oh, yes. See, I'm a big listener. Talk to you next Saturday, folks. Have a great weekend. News is next. FM News Talk Time, 11:58. See ya.